Okay, we'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, or maybe you went to the website and found us there. However, we don't care, do we, Eddie? We don't care how they found us. Nope, we just say welcome. And my name is Mike Murtha, and in studio, as always, we have Eddie Schmidt, and our show features a guest each week, and tonight we have Denny Thorson from Roberts, Wisconsin. Denny was a guest in our early, maybe the first year that we did this show. Denny was a guest, and we're so glad he returned, and he threatened he'd be back, so we got high-level security here tonight, folks. Jeez. But no, we're glad to see you here, Denny. Also, we have Bill Smith from River Falls. He's going to share some stories, some great stories about some of the old dance halls, the ballrooms, the nightclubs that had dances. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. We're so glad to be back here in Amory, Wisconsin. It's time to do a new show once again. We have some, not just one guest, we have two. But before we get to those guys, I just want to say hello to Eddie once again. How you doing there, bud?
Pretty good, pretty good. Good.
That's good. We've been a little bit busier this week. We had a couple of nice shows. We had we were at the Heritage Center in New Richmond on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Great
nice
night.
Nice weather.
Oh, great weather, and saw lots and lots of people that we knew. It was fun it's a great show. We've done it for, I think it's 16 years, I think they said we've been doing that. We were one of the first groups that did this when they put this together, and we're still a part of it. We're very proud that they keep bringing us back, but a nice turnout. And then we were at the Brautine on Sunday afternoon, out, and they get a nice, beautiful, a new deck out back or whatever.
Patio.
Yeah, yeah, very, very nice.
Very nice.
Yes, and D&N Campground will be there September 10th, just north of town here, too, north of Amory. Yes, and don't forget, this is a Trigger Happy Memories. We're here every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, so we're ready to do some music tonight. We've got Denny Thorson with us, and I want to say hello, Denny.
Good morning.
Hello there.
How are we doing today?
Not too bad. Good to have you back in studio here again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Yes, and we have Bill Smith from River Falls, Wisconsin. Hello, Bill.
How you doing, guys?
Good, good. Good to have you here, Bill.
All right, good to have Bob back here, too.
Yes, darn right. Yes. So we're going to do a little visiting with you, and we're going to do some music. So one thing, I don't know if you knew this, Denny, but we had John Turkelson as a guest here, I think it was last summer.
You did?
Yeah, I know.
I wanted him to come up, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of your old friends, and you guys do music together once in a while, I'm sure. And he was a great guest, really.
We kind of enjoy doing the rest homes together, Baldwin Care Center and some of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a good time.
Well, that's good, yes. And are you ready to sing a song yet?
Not really, but I'll go anyway.
we're gonna come back with some stories and whatever, but we're gonna start off with a little music. So
Alone with You.
Yeah, do that one. Yep, it's a Farron Young song, right? And a friend of mine, Rodney Sather, who was one of our listeners, he was a classmate of mine. He asked me a year or two ago if I could learn this song, which I did. And I was actually going to do it tonight, and you said, you're going to do it. And I said, that's even better yet.
No, no, I stuck my nose in there.
No, I'm glad. But anyhow, Rodney, this is still for you, whether it's me or Denny doing it. So.
And also, I was talking to Putz on the telephone the other day, my buddy, all our buddy Putz. And he said, I kind of liked that Farron Young song. And I said, well, we'll do it for him also.
Sure.
Okay, good. So we'll go something like this here. How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. If I only had the power to read your mind 1 hour, how I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight and have you for my own. It would be a joy unending, would be a real beginning. How I'd love to be alone with you. Here's Eddie. How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. If I only knew for certain, I'd cut out all my flirting. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight and have you for my own. I would love to be your baby just for once and then, well, maybe. How I'd love to be alone with you. To be my baby just for once and then, well, maybe. How I'd love to be alone with you.
All right, very nice. That's Denny Thorson. Good job, Denny.
Thank you.
I like that song. I gotta work that up. Thanks to Rodney Sather, made me learn it. Now I'm gonna really want to learn it after hearing you.
I got to liking it better now. You harmonized with me. Oh, it's good. Well, now it's way better.
Well, Denny, I know when you were here before, we talked about some of your background. Of course, the Valley Boys for 25 years. You guys traveled the area, did a lot
I'll
of.
Make it 30.
Was it 30?
30.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, 30.
I'm
years.
Older than you think.
Well, you don't look it. So 30 years, yeah, and. Of course, the Hunyucks was the most current group that you were with, you and Bill Gnatzik.
Yeah. Bill Gnatzik, what a person he is.
Yeah, you guys made some great music together.
We had a lot of fun together.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah.
Yes, you did. I got to play with you at least once over in Turtle Lake.
Yeah.
Although we did some at the nursing homes with Roger and had lots of fun with that. And also, you just celebrated your 60th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Good
last Thursday.
You. Congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I got a keeper.
Yep. See, that's for sure. Yeah. Yes.
We're very blessed with our health and all our kids, grandkids, great-grandkids.
Right, yeah.
Very blessed.
Well, and we're blessed to have you here.
Well,
I'm
thank
serious.
You. I'm goes serious. Both ways,
yes.
You bet.
Yes. So, and Bill Smith, how you doing there, Bill?
I'm real good, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. We talked about, you know, all the places that you and Lucy would, you're good dancers and went out and heard bands, but if it wasn't for people like you that followed bands like us, we wouldn't have been playing, right?
That's
Eddie?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's we've talked about, commented how many of the nice people that we've met through the years, you know, with folks like you.
And it's because of all your music, you know, it brings people together.
Sure.
And it's happy music, most of it.
It really is, and that's what brings people together, so it works both ways, you know.
Well, yeah, and it besides some good music, we've made some good friendships out of it, the whole
absolutely,
thing, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a real big part of it, too.
Some of the places that you have been going way back, you told me this story that you were at the, I think you were in the reserves, and you would hitchhike back to Hersey, Wisconsin. Does that sound right?
Yeah, back in 1951, we were at guard camp at Camp Ripley, Minnesota. Whoopi John was playing up there in Little Falls on a Friday night. He said he was going to be in Hersey, Wisconsin Saturday night, which is 30 miles east of where I live. So anyway, I hitchhiked home so I could go to Hersey, Wisconsin
To hear Whoopi John.
Whoopi John, hear his music.
Wow.
And it was an old-time band, but there were a lot more of them out there those days.
Sure.
Bill, do you remember the Valley Boys playing there?
What?
Or not? That was
at Hershey.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
That's the old Grey Goose Pavilion.
Yep, the old Grey Goose. That,
yeah, we played there for 1960, 61 probably.
Yep, right. Yeah.
How about Eddie, your mother? Did your mom and dad play there?
I don't remember them. Well, maybe you'd
White
know.
Owl, I bet.
Yeah, the White Owl. Yeah. And we actually played, I was pretty young, we played at the White Owl, but the old Grey Goose, I think that collapsed from a snowstorm. Does
yes,
that sound
did.
Right?
1961 in November, it caved in.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, no wonder I hardly remember that.
We just got out of there in time yet, the Valley Boys.
Yes, you did.
Yes, we did. We could have got hurt.
You may have caused it with all your weakened the timbers.
You know, and some of the groups that we've been friends with the Shorn brothers, Larry and Jack Shorn, and we've talked about them a lot through the years, but Bill and Lucy, you two would go and dance to those guys?
We danced to them down at the Valley Tavern a lot. That's down in Highway 10 between Ellsworth and Prescott. And there was a place over in Hastings he would go. And
Lushes.
Lushes, yeah. Yep.
There you go. Thank you. I need all the help.
No problem.
Well, that's good. I want to get along with you guys for at least an hour.
We rode up here together and never got in a fight, the three of us. So.
Yeah, but we're only halfway through the night, so,
yeah.
So look out. Anyway, Larry played a lot of places, and he was good, and he had a big following, and he and his brother Jack. Gordy Johnson was their drummer, and Frankie Lubick was his brother-in-law. He was part of his band.
He was the lead player, I think, wasn't he? No.
That's correct.
Well, for a while.
Yeah, and then he played bass, too, at
times. And I think Jack became a real good guitar player.
Right, he got back out of the service. He was in Germany, stationed over there, and he learned the guitar real well.
Hmm.
So he came back and joined Larry's band.
Well, what I remember about the Shorn brothers back, I was pretty young, but, bands didn't... First off, they didn't have lead guitar players. They would strum a guitar, and they would have one vocalist. Those guys were singing harmonies like Buck Owens, and Jack's playing all these guitar lines that were they were way ahead of themselves to what other local bands were doing. Am I right by saying that?
Especially me. He's ahead of me.
Yeah, Larry played every Sunday morning, I believe, at the VFW in Hudson.
That's where my
mom...
That's
where you, Mike, Murtha, and his... siblings and their parents went.
Yep, Dad said you got to go see these guys.
Yep,
and we were just young kids learning how to play guitar, and we got to see those two brothers play. But anyway, we'll come back to some more of those stories.
Sounds good.
But Denny, can we call on you to sing again?
Well, I guess so. Hard up for words, I guess. Eddie, say something.
Something that begins with an S. Okay.
Got a couple Merle Haggard songs here. We'll put them all into one, I guess.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Running Kind. I was born the Running Kind. Leaving always on my mind. Home was never home to me at any time. Every front door found me hoping that I'd find the back door open. There just has to be an exit for the running kind. Well, within me there's a prison surrounding me alone, as real as any dungeons where there's walls of stone. Well, I know running's not the answer, oh, but running's been my nature. Well, it's a part of me that keeps me a-moving on. Well, I was born the running kind, leaving always on my mind. Home was never home to me at any time. Every front door found me hoping that I'd find a back door open. There just has to be an exit for the running kind. Eddie's here now. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxuries of having what I love to come along. They'd only slow me down, and they'd catch up with me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
WPCA Radio, 93.1, Amory, Wisconsin, downtown Amory, and we're having some fun here with Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, we have Denny Thorson from Roberts, Wisconsin with us. We also have Bill Smith from River Falls, Wisconsin, a longtime follower of John and Dave, Trigger Happy, Valley Boys, the Shorn Brothers. And
now, Mike, you keep saying Bill Smith. Now, where did this Weekend Willie thing come in? What year did that start?
My brother John, I think he found a song called Weekend Willie, and he learned it, and he said, wait a minute, that's a good, is that right, Bill?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yep. So, I always showed up at the Country Dam, and they knew when the weekend was there, because
here comes Weekend Willie.
And I'd walk. I had a busload of folks one time. I was celebrating my 50th birthday. So I loaded up a bunch of folks in Paul Cudd's school bus, and probably about 40 or 50 of us drove up there for my, it was my 50th birthday, so we should bring 50 people along. And the Country Dam was pretty good spot to go.
Well, jeez. We talked about that a couple months ago on our show.
Was that right?
Yeah. When John was here in Festus, and we talked about just all the fun folks that we met at the Country Dam, and we talked about you driving that bus. Of course, it was your birthday, but you drove, right?
That's exactly right. I was the only sane one in the bunch. Let the rest of them drink. I'll just drive.
Wait a minute, Bill.
Eddie, you got something you want? A little music? Some gonna play?
Sure. You want to? Well, something I kind of reworked up. I used to do it years ago, but I kind of reworked up. There's a Buddy Emmons song. Well, Buddy Emmons did it amongst many other steel players. What's one called? Bud's Bounce in the Key of E. We're always supposed to announce the keys because there's some of the folks out in the listening audience like to play along, and they like it when we announce the keys.
But it helps me, too, if I know what key we're in. Huh?
Okay. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Thank you.
there, Eddie. Bud's Bounce.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I think we're going to learn that one tomorrow.
I think you got most of it. I might need to work on it a little bit, but very nice.
Did we do that last Sunday at the Brown
Tine? Yeah.
Amongst, it was fun. We get out, the two of us, and try to see what can we still remember that we might be able to bring back for the whole band to
It's been fun to do that. We scare up some old songs that you'll remind me of something that I haven't done for 10 years. And it's like, I think we can do it. And it was fun. So we got most of it. Yeah. You know, Denny, just talking with Denny Thorson once again here from Roberts, Wisconsin, but you're very active with the food shelf. I know you have been for a number of years, you and your wife, Mary, and I commend you for doing that. It's
thank you.
What a commitment, but you're steady with that, and good for you what you do for folks. And
well, I figured back when we got married in 1961, I thought, boy, if there was a food pantry, we could have used
yeah.
it. But I don't know. I think a lot of people have trouble with maybe coming to it.
Sure.
Because they feel guilty, which they shouldn't. It's for everybody.
Right. Yep.
And it's very private. Nothing goes out of that place. So.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's very needed for many folks.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
We got a lot of very good help there, too. They're really a lot of great people.
I know our church, when we have our monthly big lunch that we have after church, they'll have a basket there for the food shelf, you know, for people to throw in. Your meal is free, but throw some money in for food shelf. It goes to what you're doing there, too. So that's all good stuff. But, yeah, I'm going to try a little song here. Let's try it. This is one that Eddie threw at me last week, an old Hank Thompson song called Honky Tonk Girl. I think Eddie does a little kick off at key of D.
Yep.
You find something there to play or sing along, Denny? Jump
what
in
did
there.
You call that thing, Denny? You just stuck on the neck there?
I have no idea. A capon. What is it? A capo. A capo.
I thought you had some other name.
Well, that was a handicap. Yeah, use that for a handicap sign, is it?
Yeah, they make fun of me because I got to use a capo. So Mike said I could put that on the dash of my car and go down to Nashville and park in the handicap. I'll get even, Mike. Oh, I got to ride home with you, don't I?
Yeah, you better be nice.
You're quite a guy, you know what?
Think you are one.
Don't be fooled by big blue eyes, by a smile or a golden curl. 'Cause she'll love you now and then break every vow. She's just a honky-tonk girl. Broken hearts to her is just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl. 'Cause she's just a honky-tonk girl.
Eddie.
Change her ways, though you give her all the world. She's in more than one or two, and each day there's someone new. She's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her is just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl. 'Cause she's just a honky-tonk girl.
Eddie boy. And Denny.
She can never change her ways, though you give her all the world. She's in more than one or two. Any day there's someone new. She's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her is just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl. Cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. Oh yes now, she's just a honky-tonk girl. Oh yes now, she's just a honky-tonk girl.
Very good. All right, thanks guys. Yes, that's a Hank Thompson song. And among others, I think Johnny Cash did that one as well, but... That wasn't me that did it. No, it wasn't Hank Thompson, of course. Or it wasn't Johnny Cash. It was me. But
and his Brazos Valley boys. Yeah. Yeah.
Trigger Happy used to back Hank Thompson, didn't they?
We did back. It was John and Dave group had backed Hank Thompson twice. One was in Neillsville, Wisconsin, and Bob Zonk is the one who hired us. And we didn't know Bob at the time, but they knew that we had played with him before over in Hudson. And the word got out, and they said, he's coming. We need a backup band. And I think the Memories might have tipped him off and said, I think those guys have played with them before. Yeah. I believe it was John Lynch had told you that. But and so he got a hold of, I suppose, my brother John. But we rehearsed with Hank Thompson right before the show, and it was great. Fun.
Good.
Fun, yeah.
That was at the Valley House, right?
The Valley House was the first time, and then down in Neillsville was, and I think, Bob, we were supposed to be outside at the fairgrounds, and it got rained out. That put us in the high school. Yeah.
Mike, you got a good memory, you know what?
Well, one thing I remember about Hank Thompson, at the end, he said, when I'm taking my bows and I'm waving to the crowd, do not stop playing music until I am disappeared. Do not leave me standing out there by myself. And so I think we were doing an instrumental of some kind, and Hank is out there. That's good memories. Yes.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes. So, anyhow... getting back to the show here once again. Bill Smith, you did, even more currently, you ran Spotlight for us guys with Trigger Happy. We were doing some stuff that was John and Dave with Trigger Happy and some of the bigger events, and we had a big sound system. Eric Satterlund brought that in, and then we had a Spotlight. Of course, we needed somebody to run the Spotlight, so that was you, Bill, and you were good to do that.
Yeah, I appreciated your faith in me to you. Heard that thing around, and there was always a challenge trying to find John when he'd put on this horse outfit. I'd flash that light around and never knew where he was going to come. You'd think he'd on one side where his truck is. No, he's on the other side. So he created a little commotion there, but it always worked out. He had the crowd going, and he'd ride that horse in, you know, he always had.
Yep, that was funny. And he used to have the cop uniform. You remember Eddie down in River Falls?
Yep.
And Donnie Jacklin had that 1941 Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And he had it decked out like
a cop car.
Yeah, like an old cop car. And he pulled right inside the tent where everybody was dancing with that police car. And you were singing
The Highway Patrol by Junior Brown.
And John gets out of that squad car with a complete police uniform on. I never laughed so hard. We looked at it in that car. And then John got out, and then, of course, you were probably trying to find him with the Spotlight, too.
Absolutely. Had no idea he was going to be in this car.
Around 41 Ford.
So,
Yeah,
well, I appreciate you guys having me
work
with you guys those 10, 12, 15 years. I forget what it was, but I appreciated that, so thank you.
Well, yeah, and you had heard us many times, so you knew who was singing lead and who wasn't, and you could follow the music.
That helped a whole lot.
You bet.
I knew what,
which
way to flash that thing.
Do you want to sing a song there, Bill?
Sure.
We're going to...
We'll do Walk Right Back.
Sure. Yep.
How's that?
Sounds good. You bet.
Ed, you going to do a steel lead on that, or how...
Yeah, we can do a... So we'll go to the four on the intro. Key of A. One, two...
I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seemed to be the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you, good times we had before you went away on me. Walk right back to me this minute, bring your love to me, just send it. I'm so lonesome every day.
Mr. Steel Guitar over there, Eddie Schmidt.
Same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you, good times we had before you went away on me. Walk right back to me this minute, bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. I'm so lonesome every day. I'm so lonesome every day.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's Bill Smith. You betcha. We used to make you come up and sing with the band once in a while.
Yeah, I appreciated that too, for you to put up with me. So,
well, I think how
thanks
that.
Thanks again.
You and I went to a Packer game years ago, and I brought my acoustic guitar in your vehicle, and we strummed. I was strumming the guitar and singing, and you were driving, and we were.
And it seemed like it took about 2 hours instead of
four. Five. Yeah,
that was a good time.
Speaking of that, Bill, I got some tickets from you for a September 20th Packer game coming up here, the Detroit Lions.
Right.
Now the deal is, if they lose, I don't have to pay you, right?
That's and what I told you on the phone the other day, I guess. Told you that.
I'm sure you did. Yeah, I wrote it down. But yeah, but if they win, I have to pay you.
It's in the book.
Okay.
You must really like him, Bill.
Well, I got my limits too, though.
Yes. Eddie, did you want to get that mandolin out, Eddie? Or what do you
sure,
got?
Sure, I can.
Yeah, we're going to do something kind of special here.
Well, I didn't think we'd ever get another instrument into Betty's repertoire here, but he's got saxophones and concertinas or accordions and guitars and steels, and now he's got a mandolin.
Yeah.
And he still has more in the truck.
Oh. That's a ton and a half truck, too.
Should have got a bigger one.
And, yeah, once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. If you're just tuning in, WPCA Radio 93.1, Amory, Wisconsin, and we're gonna try something we haven't ever done before on the radio. But what could they do, Eddie? Give us a
what can they do? Give us a D minus. We always say that. Yeah. My buddy Mark Fighter always said that when he was worried about what they were gonna think. What are they gonna do? Give us a D minus?
I like that one.
Here's one called Turkey in the Straw. Is this a key of G, I think, Mike?
Yep.
Two, one. Mm-hmm.
That's very nice.
Now if I could just get it in tune.
Kid's got talent, Mike. Kid's got talent.
He's coming right along, yes. Yeah, he's, we're pretty proud of him. Good job there, Eddie. I think we're going to say hello to a few folks before we go any further. We've been gathering a few more listeners here and there. We got up to 7 or 8 out there, I think, now. So. No, we're very happy with the, we've got some people, which the beauty of this is with the internet that you can hear us anywhere you can get the internet. So we've got lots of listeners across, some in Montana, some in Arizona, some in Texas. So I'm going to first off say hello to Dan and Beth Wall, who are out in Colorado right now, and hopefully they'll be back safely soon. But Shirley Halliburton over in the Twin City area. Tom Klinger, we just talked to Tom. You remember Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, Roger's cousin. Yep. He was out to see us in Richmond. We've been trying to get him to come and do this show, and he's thinking about it, so we're working on him. Yep.
Okay.
Edna Bjorkman, my old friend. Nick and Diane from Santan Valley, Arizona, tune us in. And Bob Hubdy, who is he's recovering from some heart issues. He had. It sounds like he's doing better. Bob, we hope you are. The word is you're home, and you're on the mend. We just got to be patient, I guess, right, Eddie?
Yep, we're hoping for the best. You're thinking about you, Buffalo.
Yep, and I think he's in good hands. Doctors are very optimistic, and so we are too. Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. His sister Ruth and his sister Mary. Renee Butler is a good listener of ours. Putz, like you mentioned earlier there, Danny, he's he tunes in. And I'm sure he is. He's going to tune us in this show for sure. Rod Sather, my old buddy, we did that Fair and Young song for him. Gary McIntyre, you remember Gary?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's been battling some things, and he's back to work and still painting cars. And
he's tough.
Yes, he is. Yep, darn right, good guy. Old Polka Buster, he's a accordion player. Yep. And Uncle Bob, of course, Bob Holmes, who was the manager at the Country Dam. He lives in town here, and we get to see him. I just talked to him here not too long ago. But anyhow, that's my list. Eddie, you got some there?
Just a couple here, yeah. My wife, Joanne, and our neighbors, Al and Ann, listen all the time. Tad Late and his wife, and Darlene and the boys. Brian Jevning, I get an email every once in a while commenting, where did you come up with this song, and how long has this guy been playing music? And so it's fun to hear that. I got to say hi to I found out from my brother Scotty that our first cousin, Charlie Morrow up in Fargo, has been listening, and he says, tell Eddie he's got to get a little more forceful when he's talking on this thing. And so you tell him. So this is for Charlie up there. But otherwise, Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys and Tom Kramer and the Seawells listen a lot. And that's about all I got.
Did you mention the Cactus Cousins? I think you did.
Oh, I think I forgot.
Yep. Clarion. Yeah. Clarion has a show here once a month, I believe it is, isn't it, Bob?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great radio show. He comes in at the end of the month, and he
usually the Friday after our Thursday, the last Thursday.
Okay.
Is the last Friday.
Sure.
For them.
Yep. And he does Western, like Western music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not country, but, you know.
Some country,
yeah. Well, we're very versatile. We do country and Western, so.
Yeah.
Danny,
the
you
old
got...
old school.
Yeah, you got
I'd
some?
Like to say hello to my wife, Mary. I think Dave FireEisen might be listening. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If he can afford it, you know.
Yeah, right.
This is pretty high tech here. And I think there was some others too, but I can't. They won't come to my mind right now. But hello out there, everybody I know.
And it's on the archive, so even if they can't catch it tonight, on the Thursday nights, they can go back and find it too. So I know Dave has been doing that. FireEisen, he told me he goes back and he's been finding different shows, and
okay.
So he's been. I'm sure he'll. Yeah. If he doesn't catch us live, he will catch it in the archives. But but thanks, Dave, for that. Bill Smith, how about you? You got anyone you want to say hello to out there?
Oh, my wife Lucy. She's batching it tonight.
Mm.
She's thrilled to death.
I bet she is,
so,
huh?
Yeah, she'd wish I'd do this more often. Anyway, thanks, dear. Love you.
All right. So, Eddie, can we do? Did you want me?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, you know, Don Everly had passed away. I believe it was on Saturday night or Sunday morning, and let's see if we, you know, the Everly Brothers were. I got to see them in concert twice.
Did you?
In their later years when they had reunited, and it was terrific. It was just, but we'll see if we can do this song, Eddie.
Great.
Dream.
Mickey V.
I'm going to make you sing some high harmony here, Eddie.
He can do her.
Dream. Dream, 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 dream. Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 when I feel blue in the night, when I want you to hold me tight, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. So that I could die, I want you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I can die. I want you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Hey, thank you, Denny. Thank you.
That is kind of high.
Yeah, that's, and you're sitting down.
I didn't have much left there at the end, I'll tell you. Of course.
I was going to extend her, then I thought maybe I better not. Huh? Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories.
Mike, I forgot to say hi to old Bill Ganatsik.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bill and Susan.
Sure.
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, and, maybe not, but.
And maybe. If it works, we should
love get, you, buddy.
Get Bill up here again too. We talked about that too. We had another Bill this time, but maybe next time around we'll get Bill Ganatsik up here too. We'll have to get extra security for him too, I'm afraid. But
I would think.
Yeah. So, Denny, why don't you do another song here for us?
I don't know. Well, okay, I'll do one. This is an old Waylon Jennings tune. That's about all I know is old tunes. Now, this is probably one of my newer ones. It's one called Time to Bum Again. Now, Putz and Julie used to like this song a lot, so we'll do it for them. If I'm out of tune, Putz, give me a call tomorrow. Woman, you're getting meaner every day, and your nagging is hard to stand. So I'll pack up my things and be on my way, 'cause it's time to bum again. Well, the time has come to bum again and see all the places I ain't been. Woman, you stirred up the wild, wild wind, and it's time to bum again. Well, I'll visit my buddy out in Bakersfield. We soldiered together years back, and then we'll talk night and day until there's nothing more to say, and then I'll head on down the track. Well, I may come back in a year or two, but you may not desire me then. Oh, there's some things that a man must do, and it's time to bum again. Here's Eddie. adventure together years back. Oh, then we'll talk night and day until there's nothing more to say, and then I'll head on down the track. Well, I may come back in a year or two, but you may not desire me then. Well, now there's some things that a man must do, and it's time to bomb again. Oh, yes, it's time to bomb again.
Oh, very nice.
Good job, good job.
Yes.
Stop me.
That is Denny Thorson.
Thank you.
I know Dan Wool will be glad to hear you on the radio. He remembers doing some music with you way back in your church.
Yes, we had some very good times. He is quite a guitar picker.
Yes, he is. He plays the nicest chords, these great big chords that are beautiful stuff.
Yeah, him and his wife, they're great people.
Beth, yep, very nice. Some of the places we talked about, you know, like the White Owl and whatever, we didn't talk about the Red Rooster. Danny, you played there a lot. And
yes.
That was one of the first places that we played the John and Dave group. And I remember when we went and asked about getting a booking there, they said, do you have a following? And we honestly didn't know what that meant. And they said, well, I'll give you an example. The Valley Boys, when we book them here, we can pretty much figure on 200-300 people minimum that will be here because they have that kind of a following. So what kind of a following do you have? And we said, well, we got Mom and Dad, and we got Stan and B. Simonson.
We started that way, too.
But, yeah, you guys would, and Bill used to go, I'm sure, dance to the Valley Boys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at the Rooster.
Yes, and out at Audrey and Don Black's barn dance in the summertime. You guys were out there a lot.
Yes, we were, yeah.
At least every summer for several years there.
Yeah, and you started in 1959, is that right, with the Valley Boys?
Yeah. So if you figure it out, 62 years, that's 8 decades.
8 decades.
Putz figured that out for me.
Well, he's pretty sharp at math, you know.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Well, I told this joke before at the Red Rooster, speaking of that. There was a guy, his name was Bill also, Bill.
Uh-oh.
But he worked for Noble's Tire, and he was really funny. Anyway, we're out there playing one time, and I'm singing a Ray Price slow song. And we got all done playing it, and he hollers from the back of the dance hall back there, give the calf some more rope. Well, everybody just ecstatic.
Oh, sure.
He was so funny, that guy.
Yeah. You got a nice gospel song we want to do before we run out of time. Can we put that in there?
Yeah.
We got a few minutes left here, but is that okay, Eddie?
Yep.
This is one that you said Fair and Young had recorded. We actually have, we do this song at our church as well, but you said you had a Fair and Young version that you learned this from.
Yeah, it's the same version, but him doing it was so beautiful.
Oh, boy.
It just,
yep.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear, comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilly hands of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where?
for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord?
Denny, that's Denny Thorson. Good song. I like that song. Yeah. It's an old, I don't know where it came from, but it's an old song that's been brought back by, even Elvis did that one. But we got just about a minute or so left, I think, isn't it? So we want to thank Denny, of course, and Bill Smith for coming in.
The Weekender was here.
Yes. Oh,
and of course, late years, I turned it into Wally, too, or somebody did, Weekend Wally. Maybe Joey started saying that.
I think you and Joe both
did it.
Yeah.
Pick on Bill.
But thank you guys for coming and sharing your music and your stories,
us.
And always fun to get together. Denny, so good to hear you're singing again. I know you kind of semi-retired and still doing some nursing homes, doing some parties.
I do some, other than that, I did.
And retire. Radio shows. You still do radio shows, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I hope you come back and do some more with us, seriously.
We'll see someday.
You bet. So.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yes,
thank you,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Yep, and Bob Zonk, thank you for all what you do, and thank you, Lou Ann, as well. So. We're going to say goodnight. So,
yep.
Eddie, you got anything else? Did I miss something?
Nope. Saturday night, I might get to play with Chris Cruzy.
Oh,
so,
this coming Saturday.
Yep. So,
yes.
But thanks everybody that listens, and thanks you guys for coming. It's
thanks, Eddie,
a great
and Mike.
Pleasure.